name is Logan, and I'm going to tell you about the cause and effect of the Civil War. What caused the Civil War to begin is that Abraham Lincoln became president. That's why 10 states seceded for states' rights and to keep their slaves. The southern states thought states should vote for slaves or not. In 1864, a successful leader, Ulysses Grant, won the war. The effect on the Civil War were Lincoln's assassination, 3 new amendments, and the Reconstruction. The amendments freed slaves. Now, here's Max. He's going to tell you more about the Civil War.
Hi, I'm Max Mosley, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about the Civil War. As Logan told you, the South seceded from the Union, becoming the Confederacy. The president of the Confederacy is Jefferson Davis. The Civil War began with an attack on Fort Sumter. The Civil War ended at the Battle of Gettysburg. The South had better veterans that were familiar with the weapons that they bought from Britain. Both the Union and the Confederacy wanted to preserve their way of life. The Union had more factories and a greater population that made its weapons. The Union also wanted to end slavery. The president of the Union is Abraham Lincoln. Here's Maddie to tell you a little bit more about Honest Abe.
Hi, I'm Maddie, and I'm going to tell you about Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln was a lawyer from Springfield, Illinois. Republicans chose him as their candidate for the debates that became known as the Lincoln-Douglas debates. His opponent was Stephen Douglas, who was a Democratic senator. Abraham Lincoln lost the election of the Lincoln-Douglas debates. 2 years later, he was elected president without any Southern votes. He was now the leader of the Union. He didn't agree with slavery, but his main goal was to preserve the Union. Some of Lincoln's family fought for the Confederacy. Abraham Lincoln sent troops to invade the Confederacy because he wanted them to stay with the Union. During the Civil War, he issued the Emancipation Proclamation, which freed all slaves in states at war with the Union. He gave the Gettysburg Address after the Battle of Gettysburg. Abraham Lincoln was the president of the North, but there were other Union leaders such as Ulysses S. Grant, and Brian is here to tell you about him.
Hi, I'm Brian, and I will be telling you about Ulysses S. Grant. He was born in 1822 in Point Pleasant, Ohio. When he joined the Army, he was a private, then a brigadier general, then lieutenant general, and finally commander-in-chief of the Union Army. He won one of the first early Union victories during the Battle of Fort Donelson. That was when he was appointed commander-in-chief of the Union Army by Abraham Lincoln. After 4 years of fighting, Robert E. Lee, the leader of the Confederate Army, surrendered to Grant. After Lee surrendered, Grant let Lee's men go. They were allowed to keep any personal weapons and horses. Grant even offered them food. Lee accepted. As Lee returned to his men, Union soldiers began to cheer. Grant stopped them and said, "The war is over. The rebels are our countrymen again." This great leadership later led him to being the 18th President of the United States. Here is Liam telling us about Robert E. Lee, the leader of the Confederate Army.
Hello, my name is Liam, and I'm here to tell you about Robert E. Lee. Lee was a great friends with another general, Ulysses S. Grant. He was a brilliant strategist. Robert played an enormous role in the Civil War. He was a general for the Confederacy. How he came to be one is an interesting story. Robert was in his home state of Virginia when the Union asked him to join them. He said that he would reply in the morning. That night, Virginia seceded with the South. In the morning, he declined their offer and said, "I hate to take up arms against the Union, but I must stand for my country, Virginia." Soon after, he became a Southern general. Lee was a great leader and knew his men well. At the near end of the war, he was marching to engage Grant. His troops were tired and hungry. On the way, he found tons of spare weapons. He had a choice to make. but instead of taking the weapons and having a great offense, he kept marching, met up with the other troops, and tended to his weary men. After the battle, even though the Confederacy lost, Lee will still go down in history as a great general, a brilliant tactician, and a good man. Lee was a Confederate general, but they got help from others too, like Belle Boyd. Here's Faith to tell you about her.
Hello, my name is Faith. I am going to tell you about Belle Boyd. Belle Boyd was one of the most famous spies in the Confederacy. Belle Boyd's nickname was Loud Belle Rebel. Belle kept spying even after she got arrested 6 times. Belle once talked to a Confederate by hiding notes inside rubber balls and throwing them at his window. She gave valuable information to General Turner's Ashby and Stonewall Jackson. During the spring 1862 Camp Peg in the valley. And her town was invaded by Union soldiers in 1861. Miss Boyd talked with Union officers, picking up bits of information and sending it to the Confederate offices. A little bit later, she got arrested in Baltimore, 1862. She was released. She died on June 11th, 1800. Thank you for listening about Belle Boyd. And now here's Eva to tell you about the first battle.
Hi, I'm Eva, and I'm going to talk about the battle at Bull Run. On July 21st, 1861, President Abraham Lincoln sent 35,000 troops to invade Richmond, Virginia, which is the capital of the Confederacy. On the way to Richmond, Virginia, they met the Confederate troops at a stream called Bull Run near the town of Manassas Junction, Virginia. The first battle at Bull Run was a confusing event. Early in the battle, the fighting went in the Union's favor. Some of the Confederate soldiers started to turn back, but one general from Virginia told the men to stay in their place. Because the general and his men stood like a stone wall, the general was given the nickname Thomas Stonewall Jackson. Then more Confederates started to arrive. Soon, the fighting went into the Confederates' favor. The Union soldiers retreated. The casualties for the battle were 3,000 for Union and 2,000 for the Confederacy. The casualties included soldiers killed, wounded, captured, or missing. Most of the battles took place in the South. The Union won some, but the Confederacy seemed to be winning the war. Thanks for listening, and now here's Marina to tell you about another battle.
Hi, I'm Marina, and I'm here to talk about the Battle of Fort Wagner. The Battle of Fort Wagner took place July 18, 1863 at Morris Island, South Carolina. The Union was made up mostly of African Americans. This was significant because most people thought that African Americans couldn't fight. In the battle, our flag was held by William Kearny. He was seriously injured, but never dropped the flag. The African Americans Union Regiment was called the 54th Regiment. Unfortunately, the Confederacy won, but the African Americans were then on known for good fighting. This really made Northerners happy. This was the Fort Wagner significant speech. Now I'll pass you over to Taylor with a little more information about William Kearny.
Hi, I am Taylor, and I'm going to be introducing you to William Kearny. William Kearny was born a slave in Norfolk, Virginia, February 29, 1840. But escaped using the Underground Railroads. Kearny served with the 54th Massachusetts Volunteer Infantry as a sergeant. On July 18, 1863, he fought in the battle at Fort Wagner. He received the Medal of Honor for saving the American flag. Although wounded, he held on to it while the troops charged. The Union troops had to retreat under fire. Kearny struggled back across the battlefield and was wounded twice more, returning the flag to Union lines. Before turning over the flag to another survivor of his troop, Kearny modestly said, "Boys, I only did my duty. The flag never touched the ground." Kearny was awarded the Medal of Honor on May 23, 1900, almost 40 years after the battle. He died in Boston, Massachusetts, and is buried in the family plot at Oak Grove Cemetery in New Bedford, Massachusetts. Engraved on his stone monument is a golden image of the Medal of Honor. And to wrap things up, here's Meredith with the Battle of Gettysburg.
Hi, I'm Meredith, and I'm going to tell you about the Battle of Gettysburg. The Battle of Gettysburg was a three-day battle. It started on July 1st, 1863, in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. This was the farthest north Confederates had gone into Union land. On the first day, Robert E. Lee and his men pushed the Union soldiers back. On the second day, more Union soldiers had come. The Confederacy attacked again, but the North held their ground. On the third day, General George Pickett's army marched through open space toward well-protected Union troops. More than 5,000 Confederates were wounded or killed. It was a Union victory, but there were many casualties on both sides. There were more than 23,000 Union casualties and more than 28,000 Confederate casualties. It ended on July 3rd, 1863. Thank you for listening to our podcast on the Civil War.